Your relationship is going well, and you're looking towards your future together. But it's time to meet your future in-laws. Yeah.
Oh, no pressure.
You want to appear charming, friendly, intelligent, and most of all, perfect for their son or daughter. Here's how to navigate those first delicate in-law encounters.
Lai Ming,
Lai Ming, we turn to you.
You are a veteran in
this. I think I told the story before about the first time I met my in-laws, and the trick is to try and be responsive and read the room, and whatever they need, you try and be one step ahead. But there is something I didn't share last time, is about dressing. I mean, I went to see my in-laws,And I had an idea of what I should wear. I was dressing somewhat formally, but still it was casual, in a casual way. And it was the best I had at the moment. But still, the feedback that I got many, a long time later after that was from my father-in-law. And she told, he told my daughter that, well, he seemed like a nice man. But, well, he doesn't seem to care very much about his appearances.
Ooh, so that's what you got from your wife. But that didn't become a roadblock, it seems. So as long as you're dressing to impress and you wear clean clothes and not too revealing for girls,
Well, if I could do this all over again, I would certainly try and be more formal.
Ah, there you go.
To deliver the best impression.
You know, I never had in-laws, but in past relationships, you know, the first thing I would say is in Western culture, at least in my experience, what my dad taught me and what I eventually implemented was, you know, as soon as I would meet her father, give him a good firm handshake and look him straight in the eyes. You know, if I'm looking down, it's like a show that I'm not a confident guy. It's like you look him straight in the eyes, you show him respect. And then with the mother, you offer to help her with anything she needs help with. Oh, can I help you with that? Or, oh, let me help you with the dishes. Or, please, let me clean up the table. These kind of things. Always offering to be of service. Also, you know, yeah, dressing to impress shows them that you cared about coming over, the visit. You took the time to think about what to wear. Like, you wanted to put on a good impression for them. That's a show of respect. I think a big one, too, is... Well, yeah, I mean, in the West is when you're eating food, there's an etiquette, you know, like you take your time. You never talk while you have food in your mouth.
Those details, yes.
These kind of things. And you're not digging into your food. You're really, it's more about talking to each other and then slowly taking bites of your food and these kind of things. Rather than the actual feeding yourself, right? So it's actually zero parts of it are like, often you'd walk away from something like this, dinner with your girlfriend's parents or in-laws, still feeling hungry. You'd go grab a burger at the Burger King on the way home because you're trying to be modest. You're trying to be humble, you know, but anytime, like, let's say if the mom says, Ryan, would you like some more of this? You'd be like, yes, it was delicious because she cooked it, you know? These kind of things. Really making them feel special. That's the best way to do it, too.
Yeah, that actually brings me back to one thing. Actually, you should be always ready to take on whatever food that is given to you. I mean, to show that you have a good appetite.
Clean the plate.
You're healthy.
This is where the in-laws get to mess with you, too. They're like, oh, let's make the most... kind of gross, weird food possible and just offer it to him as much as possible. If that's what I'll do if I'm an in-law.
Well, at least this applies to guys.
Like, oh, yeah, my specialty, snails. I hope you're hungry today. Would you like an extra helping? Oh, yeah, please, sir, yeah.
I can see that happening when Brian meets, you know, the
my
fiancé.
My daughter's.
Yeah, of your daughter fiancé. Kind of thing in the future. Well, yes.
If I allow him to live, you know.
Yeah, it's a complicated one. I think the father-in-law possibly can be quite picky or just extra cautious, I suppose, when they're looking at a new man that might be joining the family household. And also, Chinese mother-in-laws can be the same, if not a little bit more sometimes, when they are seeing a woman is joining the household to marry to her son.
Talk about that.
I wouldn't know. I don't have a son, but I've read and heard from friends usually girls are or the ladies that are visiting the mother-in-law for the very first time.
But I suppose in that case, girl should totally enlist the help from the fiancé, the guy. But to the point that the guy is not showing too much care,
lest the
mother gets too jealous.
But I've heard about this. Like, many times the mother-in-law criticizes the new wife in certain ways, and it can be stressful, you
know? Because you can never be as good as her, so just give up on that and just try to be nice and very polite and don't come empty-handed.
Wine or fruit.
Fruit is always a safe option when you visit a Chinese household.
Fruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
in the West,
we like.
Wine's pretty common.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
just so you know.
But stay on the safe side. Stick with fruit.